This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Joining us now, a guy that I miss. You know, if he's not on the show every day, I miss him. I miss my guy. But I get to talk to him twice today because I talked to him earlier today off the air. He is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press, a Gazette, Packer beat writer. How are we doing, Mr. Ryan Wood?
You know what, Sparky? When all this is over, you and me, get a couple cigars, find a beach somewhere, catch up. Maybe more than once a week.
No. When this is all done, you are going to come down and sit in my Christmas tree wonderland. Then we'll talk about cigars and a beach after that.
You've been saying it for years.
Yes.
I mean, one of these times I'm just going to have to do it. You talk about it so much.
I'm not going to stop until you actually come over and check it out. Because you are one of the original haters of this concept. So I want you to come and sit in and be a part of it. All right, Ryan Wood. Clayton Tune, what can we expect?
Can I just be honest with you and tell you how little time I've spent this week thinking about Clayton Tune? I mean, good for him. He has an opportunity. I can't imagine it's going to look pretty against Brian Flores aggressive blitz scheme.
Let me say this. I said this earlier. If Clayton Tune throws, say, two or three touchdowns in this game, no interceptions, they ought to build a statue for Matt LaFleur after the game. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a great point. Like, can you imagine if Clayton Tune comes out and looks like an actual competent quarterback in this setting? What more do you want from a Matt LaFleur QB genius perspective? Like, that would just be off the charts after what he's already done with Malik Willis.
Yep.
No, I don't think I've asked a single Clayton Tune question this week. I understand the plan. I disagree with the plan. I could be wrong. We'll all be proven right or wrong next week, but I just think 2.5 weeks for Jordan Love to shut it down is an awfully long time to then go and play at the top of his game, which is what this Packers roster is going to need him to do, whether it's Philly or more likely Chicago. They need Jordan Love red hot because it's about points, baby. Like, that's what this every week in January is going to be about. You cannot trust this version of a Packers defense. They might look good one week, maybe, but they can give up a gazillion rushing yards the next week. They are on fumes defensively. They need a red-hot quarterback. I don't know how it's possible to have a red-hot quarterback who hasn't played in the better part of almost three full games. Like, I would have put him out there this week. I understand the risk. I'm not blind. We go through this every year. The risk of injury is real. To me, the risk of just trying to get him going to the level you're going to need him, 2.5-game absence, that's an even bigger risk. We'll see what happens, but that's where my mind's been.
If they're going to treat this like an exhibition game, Ryan, why not just let Stanovich call plays then?
Yeah, you know, and have Matt LaFleur kind of off to the side. And you know, we know that Jordan Love is already looking at film He said he has a good feel. He didn't say who, but he said he has a good feel for who it's going to be next week. Hint, with the Eagles resting their starters this week,
correct,
it's going to be Chicago.
Yep.
He's preparing. Why not have Matt LaFleur prepare with him? You know why? Because then Matt LaFleur can't take the credit for Clayton Tune's Renaissance breakout game, right? If he's off to the side, this is Matt LaFleur's baby here. This is a chance to groom another guy, and that would be awfully impressive if he does. But I hear what you're saying.
I think it would be amazing if he comes out there and does that. Like, Ed Policycheck just got larger, buddy, because now I just proved I can do it with freaking Clayton Tune on top of Malik Willis and on top of Jordan Love being that developer of talent. What about these supposed starters that we're not going to know until Sunday who's going to play and who's not going to play? Like, I assume no Josh Jacobs. I assume no Zach Tom. Obviously, we know no Jordan Love at this point. It probably not going to be Malik Willis either. Those guys are all probably going to sit. So that probably means this wide receiving core are all going to play. Is that what we're thinking?
I can't imagine they put Christian Watson out there. That would be the risk there far outweighs any reward of catching passes from Clayton Tune or Desmond Ridder if he comes in at some point. So I don't expect to see him. I would sit Jaden Reed as well. You know, you want to put Romeo Doubs out there, fine. This is a good week for Jordan Morgan to play left tackle.
Thank you. I've been saying that.
This is a good week.
Thank you.
If you're wondering, you know, Anthony Belton looks like a pretty good right guard. If you're wondering if he can play right tackle, it's a good week for Anthony Belton to play right tackle. Now, you can put Darian Kennard there and just get Anthony Belton more right guard reps. But, yeah, it's a good week for Anthony Belton right tackle. It's a good week for 15 targets for Matthew Golden.
Thank you.
Like, why would you throw to anyone else?
It's a good Friday interview today.
15 targets.
There you go.
See what
go.
He got.
Yes.
Give him some confidence, some momentum. Adam Sinovich made it very clear. He's not going to be a premier guy come next week in the postseason. Whatever. That's fine. I mean, at this point, 15 targets and 10 catches next week, I don't even know if that's enough this late to gain the momentum for him to be a premier guy. They have wasted a rookie season of Matthew Golden. I don't think that's salvageable at this point. Right now, it's about gaining momentum for his first full offseason and for goodness sakes, hoping that he's not a first-round bust in year two.
I don't know.
And having a runway for him to get into year two. This is a good week for that. That's what this week is about. You know, Clayton Tune, okay, but there's some developmental pieces there that could matter to the long-term future of this team that they have an opportunity to see in action.
Obviously, injuries are a big deal. You don't want any more injuries. Charlie and I were talking about this earlier. Man, what are they going to do if something happens to Sean Ryan? Like,
it's a good week for Jacob Monk to play center.
Yeah, because that has to be the guy, right? Because Zach Thomas has been banged up and hurt, and I know all this talk years ago about, oh, he'd be a Hall of Fame center or whatever. But at this point, if something were to happen to Ryan, Monk's got...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got to start in the playoffs?
I think already, and that's a great point too, in the short term, you want to have maybe Jacob Monk's feet a little wet in case he does need to come
yes.
in. Because it happened last year at a different position, one center. But it happened at left guard last year. Four snaps in, Elton Jenkins has a stinger, doesn't come back, and then all hell broke loose in Philadelphia on that offensive line. Maybe develop some of those depth pieces, especially this week, because while this is, for all intents and purposes, a preseason game, the Minnesota Vikings are playing for something. 6 weeks ago, the idea that they would have a winning record this season was preposterous, but that's what they have if they win this last game in Minnesota. That Brian Flores' defense is not going to be a preseason level. That's a real test. Get these guys some experience in the fire. Absolutely. But I will say long-term, Sean Ryan is giving you every reason to think that he can be the starting center next season. So, like, there's nothing more that you really need to see from Sean Ryan at this point. So, yeah, this is a good week for Jacob Monk to play center.
Diggs obviously is going to play this week, I would assume, correct?
This is a good week for Trevon Diggs to play corner. See what he has, right? This was an obvious decision to claim him. There is no guaranteed money left on his contract
correct.
After the conclusion of this season.
Yep.
That means they are not on the hook at all. Now, a scenario for how this could play out. He's getting released at the end of the season. No team in the NFL, including the Packers, are going to pay the $14.5 million he is owed in 2020.
And you would think he knows this, longer, right? This isn't going to be a shock when the Packers cut him?
He is getting cut. That is no longer what the market value is for Trevon Diggs. But then, if they want to bring him back at a much lower salary, if they feel like there's something there, and he has a chance this week and maybe next week to show, and we'll see how long the playoff run goes, then for sure there's a good reason to believe that he can come back. They have one of his closest friends, Micah Parsons. That matters. It's not a surprise that Trevon Diggs was happy to come to Green Bay. He's reunited with Micah Parsons. He's got an opportunity in the secondary to go and win a job. There's jobs open here at corner. It'd be at a much reduced salary, but yeah, I mean, it could potentially be a big fit. It is a zero-risk move with potentially a significant reward.
Yeah, I look at it the exact same way. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. The other part about this, I saw the piece written by your cohort, Pete Doherty, talking about Quay Walker and how maybe this long-term piece maybe doesn't happen at the end of the day for the Green Bay Packers. Charlie has been hemming and hawing at this for quite some time of, I just don't see how you can pay both him and Edgerrin Cooper when it's time to pay Edgerrin Cooper at middle linebacker. And obviously, Edgerrin Cooper is a more athletic linebacker between the two of them. Are you expecting them to bring back Quay Walker or no?
Well, what we know is that at this point, it's going to be very expensive. There's no premium discount here when he's on the verge of free agency, and he's had a very fine year.
Yep,
he's played very well. This has been the best season of his career, which is great for Quay Walker because he's going to have a chance to maximize that because here he is now on the verge of entering the market. So it's going to be really expensive. It's going to be very hard. I'm not going to say never, but it's going to be very difficult to retain him at his market price. So we'll see what happens there. There's some cap savings there with if they release Rashawn Gary. You know, there's some things that they can do. So you always leave that door open.
And Elton
Jenkins.
It
is going to be very expensive.
Jenkins, too. You'll save money with Jenkins. You'll save money with Gary. There's a decision to be made, I think, on Josh Jacobs of how much they really want to invest in that running back position. I mean, there are I think there's like 3 to 5 guys, vets, that they could move on from if they wanted.
There's going to be a lot of cap musical chairs this spring, no question about it. It almost kind of felt like, you know, with this franchise, both on the field but also with the cap, there is a very definitive point of before Parsons and after Parsons.
Yeah.
You know, they were building this team one way in the cap that all offseason until mid to early August, in no way, shape, or form, fathomable included Micah Parsons. And then the calculus changed because you got a generational pass rusher. And then the way that they were building this team changed along with it because you had the richest deal for a defensive player in NFL history on your books, and he's worth every penny. But it doesn't mean you don't change things. After Parsons, the cap situation, how you build this team now looks very, very different. I think you're going to see a lot of those changes come this spring.
I have one last one for you, Ryan Wood. A perfect Sunday for the Packers looks like what?
Staying healthy, seeing that Matthew Golden might be a guy for the future, Jordan Morgan looking good at left tackle. That's about it. I'm not going to pretend this game is bigger than what it is. This is the proverbial what are they playing for game. The Green Bay Packers are playing to stay healthy. The Minnesota Vikings are playing to feel good going into the offseason with a winning record. There's much more for Minnesota to be playing for than the Packers this week, and that just is what it is.
Do we like that turf as far as staying away from injuries?
No, I wouldn't put Lucas Van Ness out there with a foot, you know, on that turf. I think it's a whole lot of guys. And the most obvious, we haven't mentioned his name as far as this week, but the most obvious that goes without mentioning is Josh Jacobs. I get that he's 71 yards away from 1,000 yards. I get that he wants that milestone. There is just zero reason to put him out there. I don't care if he feels good. Just don't put him out there. It's an Emmanuel Wilson week. It would have been a great week for Marshawn Lloyd.
We don't talk about him on this show. Ryan, right. Thank you so much for coming on. With that, I will let you go. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on the Green Bay Football Post Game Show powered by Lakeland University Sunday after the game.
Hey, by then, it'll be full steam ahead of the postseason.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. There he is, Ryan Wood. Thank you so much. Off goes Ryan Wood. And he joined us, by the way, on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.